And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And you're gonna fail. And then you're gonna win.
To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there.
Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist, go live.
You will fail at some point in your life, accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't gonna keep going. Hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Life is going to happen. And you're going to set up a plan and you're going to have a vision and you're going to hope that it's going to turn out perfect. But what so often happens in life is that things get burned. And things go the wrong way. And it's in that moment that you're going to have to choose your reaction. You have a choice to make. Do you have the right reaction or do you have the wrong reaction? Some of us were tempted. I'll just lay here and it will pass over me. I'm telling you, you will be in a vicious cycle forever. You have to get up.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness. What's your why? You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you.
As you're going through your go-through and you ready to quit, you ready to give in because it don't look like you think it should look. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. Why do you keep crying? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Now listen to me. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, boo, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this gonna work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
Get emotional if you must. Cry if you must. Get it out. But get your butt back up after you finish crying and put a time limit on the crying. You say, Coach, I need 30 minutes. Don't take it. But when you come back after that 31 minute, you better grind. Because if you don't, you'll be stuck at that adversity for the rest of your life. And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You're going to have ups and downs in life. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to lose businesses. You're going to lose jobs. You're going to break up. And there are times when you get injured, and there are times when you get mentally defeated, and you feel like you don't want to do it anymore. And those days go on and on and on. Things are going to go wrong. And what you need to do is to keep moving forward. No matter what happens, keep moving forward.
We all go through pain. Get a reward for yours. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for. You don't need no support for. There's some things in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this. I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can't beat it. I can't beat it. I will beat it. I must.
You think it's gonna be easy? Forget about it. All right, don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. Whenever you start, you make sure you finish. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folks that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude, and you can control your mindset.
You get one shot. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better make the kind of decisions that's gonna take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's gonna take you to the NFL. You better make the right decisions that are gonna land you the next best rapper, the next business tycoon. It's one thing to talk about your destiny. It's one thing to dream about your destiny. But it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up. To write when you don't feel like writing that paper. To say no to that party. Saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make. Saying no when your body said don't stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you, but by going through all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the hard work, by going to work to set your own inner greatness free. No matter what anyone else has said or how anyone else has made you feel before, it's there. So you had it harder than other people. Well, then you're gonna have to work a little harder. But trust me when I say, you have greatness inside you.
Wherever we are, with whatever hand that life has dealt us, we have the freedom of spirit. You have an uncomfortable soul.
You gotta get up to find your purpose. Some of you getting up means, all right, here I am. I got some challenges I'm tired of being quiet about. Others of you getting up means I'm fighting back. I'm going to a doctor. Getting up means I'm going back to counseling. Getting up says, all right, I'm a
gonna start the medication again. Getting up is, you know what? Maybe I can get a job. Maybe my mission has not been destroyed by my depression. I'm getting up.
It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're gonna get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you've got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.
I want to remind y'all of the power of the mind. You can think your way into stress. You can think your way into misery, frustration. But if you change your mind, it'll change your life. You just have to decide in your mind what you want it to be.
You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through.
As we begin to look at what we want, what's going to be crucial for you is to look toward the future, and every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, putting yourself down, being negative about you and the possibilities for you, you've got to literally catch yourself. And you've got to affirm to yourself in the process, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
You've got to say yes to your life. You've got to say yes, yes to my dreams, yes to me, I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. Yes, yes. I don't care about the fact I'm in a hole now. Doesn't matter about where I am. Yes, the last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I haven't exposed all my stuff yet. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes, stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. You have miracle working power in your life right now, but you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort.
There's no mistake that you can't rebound from. There's no mistake that you can't get back up from. You better be resilient. I don't care what happened. You can bounce back up again and make it happen.
What I've gone through will not define me. The best is yet to come. I'm a fight to the finish, because giving up is not an option. Being poor is not an option. Being set out in the cold is not an option. No, you're busy rebuilding. You are busy recalculating and making a radical change in yourself and asking yourself, what is it about me that I must change? You want to be committed to taking care of yourself.
As you go into action, as you hold that thought in consciousness persistently, you will begin to realize powers and abilities you have. You will realize you have miracle-working power in you.
When you're a warrior, you're willing to fight for your dream. You're willing to realize that you will fail your way to success. You're willing to make it okay if people don't like you or disagree with you. You're willing to fight even though the odds are stacked against you. You are willing to have a spirit of optimism when you've lost everything materialistically. But if you got a pulse, if you woke up this morning, you, when you're a warrior, you're willing to fight.
You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've gotta become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
It's hard, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard living your dream.
It's hard changing your life. Once you've been knocked out by life, it's hard to pull yourself together and go back again.
You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go. You got to know why you're out here. Because you're going to get your butt kicked. When the storms of life come, and they're going to come, when life pounces on you, and that's going to happen, when it catches you on the blind side and drop you to your knees, and that's going to happen, when your plans don't work out, and that's going to happen, when you start running out of money, and that's going to happen, when you want to give up, and that's going to happen, your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you. Your reasons will be your bridge over troubled waters. But you got to know why you're there, because your reasons, when life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. When times I wanted to give up. Why are you here, Les? Because I want to make Mama proud of me. Why are you here, Les? I promised my kids something I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up. Go back, fool, go back. No, no.
I refuse to give up on my dream.
And I'm not going to let anything stop me. Sometimes you have to back up and go within. And pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you're under the spell or the effect of what's going on. See, we can't control the thoughts that come in our minds, but we can control the thoughts that we dwell on. So your thoughts have magnetism, and the most challenging thing is to discipline your thinking, behold the vision of what it is that you want. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goals. I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye, and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day.
You're going to get up, you're going to get dressed, you're going to get out, and you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I'm going to show them all they're wrong, because I'm the champion. I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to you I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. There'll never be one like me.
Our character is defined by the choices we make on a moment-to-moment basis. It all adds up to the win. You might not win it today, but your efforts done today, even the failure felt today, are all measures that create the moment later. And if you got knocked down, found it difficult to get back up, try that same endeavor, then you find yourself victorious in that endeavor, that's the sweetest victory of all. That feels a confidence that's unbreakable.
And you've come too far to only come this far. So you fight if you have to. You crawl if you have to. You scrap if you have to. You do whatever it takes, because on the other side of that pain is your promise. So you get through, you'll get through, so you can get your reward.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections. All that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, we say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, she just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky. You've heard the cliche, because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
You don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every
fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't it be here? Shouldn't it be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. I'm not the smartest guy. But I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
Nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it.
Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate. That will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up? It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose.
It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
We all go through problems. They don't have to overwhelm you, though. Problems don't have to take you out, though. Problems don't have to make your life miserable, though.
Your problem is you go back and run to your safety net.
I can't do it. Help.
And you're going to be running to it for the rest of your life until you get to a point where you look at life and say, you will not beat me.
It's easy to complain. It's easy to point out your circumstances. It's easy to talk about what has happened to you. It's easy to talk about your situation, what you're going through. But if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there at a low level. But it calls on everything in you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself. Sometimes I have to pull myself out of bed and say, come on, Les. Things I know I should do, I don't do. Things I shouldn't do, I do. I found that the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself.
Your problem is some of you are phenomenally skilled, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. You have something great in you. You can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for a day. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
You've got to say, yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. I don't care about the fact I'm in a hole now. Doesn't matter about where I am. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes.
You are great. You are unique. You are special. You are talented. And you deserve to have everything you want. And stop listening to the people who tell you you don't. Kill the noise. What do they know? Who are they? And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. It's too late now. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you or is failure going to make you? You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, no, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can. Because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they counting on me.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
You need to tell you that you owe you something. We're tired of this 60% you. We're tired of this crying you, this complaining you. We're tired of this furniture. Greatness is in you. You are here. You here. Leave no go-go mark. You here. Do something. So whatever you gotta do, you do it. And there are those of you who were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. It's time for you to cut average. It's time for you to cut good so you can finally get to great.
There are no excuses. You cannot cheat success. You gotta work for it. You gotta breathe it. You gotta sleep it. You gotta eat it. You gotta put forth 120%. I didn't get here making excuses. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've gotta wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm gonna grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. It only take one extra push-up. It only take one extra mile. It only take one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to. And the goal is you got to go a little further than the man who's trying to get what you're trying to get. And can't nobody stop me but me.
For some of you, when you do what you do, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Every opportunity, I'm still nervous, because the day you become content, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it.
But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. The most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. So I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down.
and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up.
I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up.
No matter what you might be going through, don't quit. The secret is in not giving up. Everybody who's done something great, they weren't that deep. What they had was resiliency. They had the ability to bounce back. All the greats, they didn't quit. No matter how impossible your situation may seem, stay on course. I guarantee you cannot pass it if you quit. I guarantee you're gonna fail, but you don't know what's gonna happen if you keep going.
Make a choice. Just decide what it's gonna be, who you're gonna be, how you're gonna do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is gonna get out your way.
We can't have another bad year. You've got to get to the point where enough is enough.
It's much easier to come up with excuses and why you can't do it. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances, you surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry.
I can accept failure. Everyone fails at some point. I cannot accept not trying. It is your losses that will humble you. It is your losses that will give you a drive. It is your losses that will allow you not to make the same mistake over and over again. You are not your past.
You can't be mad when somebody's pursuing the crisis that you're running from. You ain't mad about that, but you mad about the reward because you knew it should have been yours. That was your reward, but because you was afraid to do the work, because you were afraid of the crisis.
If you lose your job, if you go through a divorce, if you're coming back from addiction, if you're coming back from failure after failure after failure and disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, you must know within yourself, there must be a deep inner knowing of your true identity. You've got to know you are a winner, you were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen. Give yourself a fighting chance. Whatever you go after, whatever you say, this is your stuff, pursue it passionately. Let there be a deep hunger in you that you won't be denied. And that when things happen, that they won't immobilize you, they won't deplete your energy. Something as powerful as you cannot be contained and stopped. Temporarily delayed, yes. Stopped, no.
You gotta learn how to take your pain and let your pain push you to greatness. You gotta learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you gotta understand that greatness is within you and you gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta pick up all the weight. You gotta cry if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. And if you give up and give in, you will never experience greatness. So keep going. Nobody ever said it would be easy, but I know greatness is within you and you got what it takes. So get up and let's make it happen. I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is I want it more than you want it. I got tired of giving 70 or 80% and not living the way I want to live. I see other people winning and I'm not winning and I want to be a winner and I'm tired and I got tired, y'all. So I did something about it. I woke up every day and started grinding. I was tired. You got to get tired of losing.
And what I discovered was that you don't have to be born in a certain family. You don't have to have a certain socioeconomic status. It only takes one thing to get what you see other people have that you want, and it's called effort.
You out of place. You don't belong there. You are royal priesthood.
Stop thinking, worrying, looking over your shoulder, hoping for some easy way out, and just do.
How desperate are you for what you want? Do you want it as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way. When you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation.
Either you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get back up, and you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall. Because you believe in the purpose, you find value in it. That was Michael Jordan. He said, I failed over and over and over and over again, I failed. And that's why I succeeded.
So I need you to walk out there, no more 50%, no more. No more 50%, no more. No more 70%, no more. I want us at 85 and climbing. If you're at 80, I want you at 90, and I mean moving rapidly.
I need you to give me that 120. I need you to give me that everything you do. I need you to start giving me that 120 in everything you do. Bring it all together. Bring all the energy, all the passion. Bring it all together and dominate.
There's 86,400 seconds in a day. The separator between me and you and people that win and lose is what we do with those seconds. You want to win? You want to be a millionaire? You got to quit being so casual. You walk slow, you talk slow, you implement things slow, you talk a good game like you're gonna be somebody. Wake up! You're gonna get your ass kicked, dude. You gotta get focused and get in a hurry. The separator is gonna be who takes massive action quickly.
And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you are casual about life, you will end up a casualty. You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
You meet somebody wealthy? Their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes the family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. I fought for it. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at, that he gave it everything, that he went for it.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job. Telling yourself every day, here I go again. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Everything has to do with you intending to win. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you decide to win, once you start getting some winning, you start changing.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change, because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
You must be very intentional and deliberate. You're not gonna wake up one day and find a law degree. You're gonna have to work for it.
And your problem is, you wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is gonna happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You gotta be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You gotta decide that you're gonna do something, and you gotta do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is gonna happen to you.
I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get.
It's a choice. You just have to wake up. You just have to break through. You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
We don't get this again. We don't get this again. The clock runs too fast. That's why we got to savor these moments. Cause they right now.
Take advantage of today. Tomorrow might not exist. Tomorrow, yes, if it comes, great. If tomorrow comes, it's a gift. What we have is a blessing of today. Like today happened.
They print money, they don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. You can't get experiences back. Average people focus on money. The greats focus on time. Because I can't get my time back.
And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry. The separator is going to be who takes massive action quickly.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One action will be sitting on the fucking couch, stagnant. You put your body in motion. You will remain in motion. Your mind's in motion. Everything's in motion. And when everything's in motion, what happens? You give birth to new opportunities.
You keep negotiating the price you're paying. Man, all the work I'm putting in, it's not paying off. I don't see my family as much. I got to do all this. You start negotiating it all the time, and it's sapping all your damn energy. Successful people don't negotiate price. They negotiate worth. Could this be worth it to me to pay this? And once you decide it's worth it to win, it's worth it to be somebody, the negotiation stops.
All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help them toward the goal. And so what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day, it has to change. What you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're watching, the conversations you have. You must now be focused on your dreams. You must be focused on your goals. When you are great, you don't focus on a week. When you are great, you don't focus on a month. When you are great, you don't focus on a year. You concentrate on the 24 hours that's in front of you, and you nail it.
If you plan to shake up this world, then you have to hustle. That is the secret. That is the reason Michelangelo said, if you knew how much work I put into my art, you would not call it genius. If you want to put in the work that it truly takes, if you want to really love the process.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not gonna get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about, you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You gotta work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting, every day.
You putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying, we three in, who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching.
That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day. And if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read. Because you got to tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control. I know you don't want to wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the fuck in. I mean, jump the fuck in the pool, head first, don't fucking worry about the what ifs, and make yourself
fucking swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy-ass fucking road. Has your potholes, rails, detours, and shit. A lot of you are gonna die with a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty fucking resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your willingness to start from scratch. They show what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comfort. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself. When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up. You don't want to get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed. You don't want to study, you fucking study. You don't want to get to work, you get to fucking work. When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind. I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your ass off, you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be fucking worth it.